24 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's the 8th of Shawwal, 1443. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember our WhatsApp number. You can send your questions in for our Q&A right now. It's 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Ustad, welcome to the program this beautiful Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verse 87. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, whose honorable name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran, 136 times amongst all the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon them, received the Torah, and when he was returning, he was furious and very sad. How could these people start worshipping the golden calf? And Samiri was the person responsible for all this. So when he came to them, he asked them, have you forgotten the good promises of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Or are you the ones who want to invite the punishment and chastisement of Almighty Allah upon yourselves? Now the response from the Israelites, the Bani Israel, chapter 20, verse 87. Qalu, they responded, Ma khalafna maw'idaka bimalkina, we did not go contrary to your promise and our promise to you, that we didn't break it voluntarily, bimalkina, with our own doing voluntarily, that we just did it. No, what happened? This is the excuse they're citing. Walakinna humilna, but it was placed upon us this burden, Awzaran min zinatil qawmi, that we had to pick up all the burden and all the heavy load of the beauty of the people. Samiri shaped and formed the cow, a calf, and he told us that whatever jewelry we have, we must dedicate it and give it now to this golden calf and this golden cow. So we were the ones who were told to pick it up and bring it there to Samiri. فَقَذَفْنَاهَا, and then we must place it there and so forth. فَقَذَلِكَ أَلْقَ السَّامِرِي, and that is what he suggested and told us. You know Samiri, he is very, very convincing and a great con artist. He knows how to speak and so forth. So he convinced us and he did all this. So, O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, don't blame us, blame Samiri. So both parties obviously are to blame, but you know human nature is such that always the blame game. They will say, no, I am not responsible, he or she is responsible. So that was the feeble excuse they gave. When we go to the international front and give you some breaking stories, oh esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, one side America says it is a superpower and it is one of the biggest economies in the world, but if you look at the news breaking last night, you will know they don't have enough baby power for their babies and children. That is the condition America finds themselves today. You can just go and Google it. There's an acute and great shortage of formula powder and baby powder in America. The shame and the disgrace of the so-called superpower, one. Two, in a few days, maybe next week, Monday or whenever, then a week's time, King Abdullah of Jordan, Urdun, will be meeting Biden there in the White House. And the topic will be the tensions that are flaring up at Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth. So they will be discussing many issues, but this will be one of the prime issues on the agenda to discuss. So it's a waste of time, because when Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, is found guilty in so many accounts and so many issues, then you, America, always veto it, and therefore they get away with verbal, literally murder and so many other crimes. Occupation is terrorism, but you support them to the hilt. But now when the Palestinians say enough is enough, we will not allow the Jutlas and the Zionists and the apartheid regime to steal and occupy our masjid as they did in Hebron, Masjid Khalilur Rahman. And what about the 4,000 units they are going to build and give now to the settlers? So this whole issue is a waste of time, whether it's in the White House or in the Red Square or in the Black Square. So you must remember, the only language the Jutlas and the Zionists understand, one settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. That is the only thing. And therefore, you will see many of them already are preparing. They know game up, time up, and they have their second passport ready. And the third one is, remember for us Muslims, that today in South Africa is 8th of Shawwal, in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, Aqsa Mubarak, most countries in the world, today Tuesday is the 9th of Shawwal. On the 10th of Shawwal, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah mubarak, honorable marriage, took place with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So the best month to get yours married or to get your children, grandchildren married is this month of Shawwal. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam nikah to Umme Salama radiallahu anha, to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, all took place during the month of Shawwal. If you want a reference of this, open Ibn Majah. And for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, 10th of Shawwal is mentioned in the commentary of Mishkat Sharif Mirqat by Mullah Ali Qari. So we should be reciting the following dua, O parents, grandparents, and you, my beloved children, that, Ya Allah, I want to lead a pure, a chaste life. So Surah 25, the criterion, Surah Furqan, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. O beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wala show us the day our children are happily married, and inshallah Allah bless them with pious children.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that our poor people are taken care by our local masjid. There is a couple who claim to be zakatable and are receiving zakat hampers by our masjid. They are not zakatable. Do I bring this to the attention of our Masjid Committee, Ustaz Anonymous?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are so many Muslims who are collecting zakat. And remember, to give them zakat, they are not a deserving case. They're not entitled to receive. So those of you who have concrete evidence, and not because of your personal vendetta and arguments with them, so you must inform the organization, the Jamaat, the Masjid, the Mosque, that ABC couple are not entitled to receive zakat. Let me give you one clear criteria. People got money today for TV, for their subscription for Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Shaitan Hood. They got cell phones, they got cars, they got all this. You can't give such people zakat. You must remember, zakat cannot be given to people who want to lead a life of luxury and get involved in all these haram activities. So they got internet, they got so many gadgets, but they're collecting zakat. So that definitely is unacceptable.
A listener says, I am the owner of an industrial property. I want to know, Mufti Saab, if it is permissible for me to let out my property for use as a cigarette depot. Ustaz.
Not permissible. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah are our constitution. The Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, is Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the Sunnah Mubarakah is the exposition, explanation, elaboration by the Master Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 16, verse 44. Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra, we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet Muhammad, this reminder, the Quran Sharif. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, so you will explain to them in detail. Bayan, a short explanation. Tabiyin, a detailed explanation. So you give them a detailed explanation, exposition. Linnas, to humanity, Muslim, non-Muslim. Ma nuzzila ilayhim, what has been revealed to them, peace be. Wala'allahum yatafakkaroon, they must wonder, ponder. So the first one, Surah 5, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2. Wala ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan, don't cooperate and assist one another in vices and sins and transgression. Second one, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Muwatta Malik by Imam Malik rahimahullah, la dwarara wa la dirara fil Islam, you can't cause harm to yourself and cause harm to humanity and people. And if you look at cigarettes, the entire industry is condemned in Islam, buying it, selling it, smoking it, all. And what does all might Allah say of such people? Chapter 17, verse 27. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that the people who squander their wealth, remember they are the brothers of Satan and Lucifer and Shaitan. Today when you fly from here to Joburg, to Durban, Cape Town, or overseas, Mauritius, or wherever else, so remember they tell you this is a non-smoking flight and so forth. Why? Because they will tell you how harmful it is and so forth. But common sense nowadays is no more common. People just want to make money, and money is sweeter than honey. So that is where the problem lies. From an Islamic perspective, definitely no, no, not permissible.
I've got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Charlotte. She says that I was told to listen to your program on Radio Al-Ansar this time. She says, my question to you, sir, I don't even know your name, but my question to you is, do you know that over 55% of Muslims are our loyal Stir Kanika viewers? Ramadan, we only get 1% of Muslims supporting us, a huge blow to our industry. Should we change our viewing times to suit our Muslim friends? And what are the best times during Ramadan? Sister Charlotte, Ustad.
My sister Charlotte, you must call me AK. Very easy to remember. AK-47 is the gun, but we're not interested in that. AK-255. AK-255, you must remember, is what we will say, that Ayatul Kursi and chapter 2 and verse 255, the most majestic verse in the Noble Quran. In your leisure time, my sister Charlotte, you should be the one who reads it, studies it, chapter 2, verse 255, AK, Ayatul Kursi. For us Muslims, movies are haram and unlawful, whether it's Ramadan or whether it's the other 11 months. So we will tell you that you must tell the Muslims it's haram for them to come to your cinema and so forth. The Muslims of today, remember, this is the truth, that we are part-time Muslims. In Ramadan, we want to become super Muslims, and then the other 11 months, we want to follow Lucifer and Shaitan and so forth. So we will tell you that you must tell the Muslims that for you to come and frequent your cinemas are totally haram and unlawful. So that is what we will tell you, sister.
I see brother in Zimam, he says, Mufti Saab, I buy and sell Zamzam. Am I allowed to make a profit on the water as I am purchasing it and not getting for free? I am from India. Inzimam Ustad.
Merebai Inzimam. That Charlotte, my sister, the previous question, yesterday year in Gauteng, there was a big hospital, Charlotte Makeke. So I hope I pronounced it right. So they're supposed to open that hospital yesterday, but the government themselves said they're going to open it end of April. So they missed their own deadline and they're supposed to open it yesterday. So we remember your name, sister Charlotte. Allah guide you, bless you to the truth.
She's apologizing to you, sir.
No apology. You don't need any. No, you, whatever is in your mind, you must ask the question. This is an open forum for non-Muslims. I want more and more non-Muslims to ask. You don't have to apologize for anything. Remember that it is in your heart, in your mind. You pose your question and we will answer you. Don't worry, my sister. This is an open forum. I want it that way. Okay? So every day you ask a question, we find we're comfortable. In Imam bhai, aap to India wale ho, to aap jo hai zamzam bech rahe hai logo ko, to itne zamzam Ramadan chala gaya, Eid chala gaya, abhi aapne poocha ke main nafa bana sakta hu ke nahi, to iski misal to aisi hai ke ek aadmi ne murgi kha liya, khane ke baad poochta hai ke halal hai ke haram hai, to bhai, I'm telling brother, in Zimam, Ramadan came, Ramadan is gone, is history, Eid came and Eid is gone, 1 week already. Last week, Tuesday, we were celebrating Eid in South Africa. So now, he made good profit, everything of the Zamzam and so forth. So now he's asking, is it permissible or not? Bilkul jaiz hai, is totally permissible. Ek shart ke saath, with one condition. If you are selling 100% pure zamzam, then it's permissible. Agar milawat ho, garbari ho, phir to haram hai. If people are doing and for, you know, deceiving people, mixing ordinary normal water with the zamzam, and they're creating the impression, perception, this is 100% pure zamzam, so that is haram, adulteration in the zamzam, and foodstuff and so forth, is totally unacceptable in Islam.
Ustad, you got a brother from UK. His name is Mohammed. I think it's Mohammed. He says Mohammed. He says in a state of ihram during Hajj, Mufti Saab, what other options are available to prevent shaving in between the thighs for the larger sized men? My name is
so
Mohammed.
So remember, my brother, you mustn't say Mohammed, you must say Mohammed. You got the beautiful, wonderful name of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So learn to pronounce your names properly. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Abu Dawood, authentic hadith, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبائكم فأحسنوا أسماءكم. Brother Muhammad, the time there in Leicester, Blackburn, Bolton, where Birmingham is now quarter to 4, 3:45. So I see you woke up very early. Allah Ta'ala bless you, Brother Muhammad. You're going for Hajj, inshallah. Contact Mona Inamul Hassan in Blackburn, and he's my good friend, and he will give you all the information regarding Hajj and so forth. What his question is this. He is a big guy like me, right? And now what happens when you are making tawaf? You go 7 times round the Baytullah. Then you read and perform your 2 rakat salat. Then Safa Marwa up and down 7 times. You start at Safa, you end at Marwa. And you have to walk and so forth. So now this friction between the thighs, you know, the one thigh touching the other and so forth. So sometimes you get scar or whatever and itching and so forth. So very easy, my brother, that Muhammad, before you enter the state of ihram and before you enter the state of consecration, take some cream, some lotion and so forth, and apply it there on your thighs. So then when you walk, then you won't have any problem. Otherwise you'll be walking like old Mother Hubbard. You know old Mother Hubbard. So when you go to school, you learn about old Mother Hubbard, you see. So we don't want you. We want you, Muhammad, to walk as a normal person, and inshallah you send me your a number or send me a WhatsApp on 071-888-1184. I will send you my Hajj Kitab, a PDF copy, inshallah. For you it will be +27 71 888 1184, and inshallah diarize this Brother Muhammad in UK, and that is
Birmingham.
My student is there, Zahir Mahmood is my student. So remember that you can contact him also. So nevertheless, that what I was telling you, Brother Muhammad, diarize this, that on the 28th of May, it's a Saturday, we will be having a seminar there in Durban and on Hajj and so forth. So you can listen to it live on Ansar Radio. So inshallah, you will benefit tremendously. So that is our response to you, Brother Muhammad.
He's offering you start. He says you can join him and the family, inshallah, for Hajj Ustad.
They disqualified us. They said we're old people, under 65. We're over 65.
There's a listener, Ustad. A listener wants to know, please move this up for a good dua to read in order to get a job, Ustad.
Read always. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructed, rebuilt. Remember the Masjid al-Aqsa. And this is mentioned in Sunan Nasai, authentic hadith. He begged all Almighty Allah various things. One only I want to mention now. Chapter 38, verse 35, Surah 38, Surah Swad, and verse 35, Rabbi habli mulkalla yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a magnificent, wonderful, beautiful kingdom after me. Then what he said? Innaka antal wahhab. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. So you, my brother, you are retrenched, you're out of a job, you got fired, covered, whatever. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. So daily read your 5 daily salat on time in the masjid, in the mosque with jama'ah. Then number 2, read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah commands us, chapter 7, verse 180. لِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke Almighty Allah by His beautiful 99 names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You got enough time. Whoever by a heart and memorizes the 99 names of Allah, he goes to Jannah and paradise. Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith, Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. You look inside and you read it. Before I came down, I read it. So daily we read it with the help and mercy of Allah. You enter Jannah and paradise. Then speak to Allah. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaq. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, you remove all the obstacles and impediments and let me get such a job where the income is halal and tayyibah and I can perform my 5 daily salat and so forth and so on.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I got a message from Brother Munir. He says that I am a Canadian. I just want to know by any chance, is Mufti Saab and Maulana Arafat rich? I want to be rich like you guys. I'm from Canada. I'm a Canadian ustad, Munir.
Munir, you richer than us. Munir. You know what the meaning of Munir? Sirajam Munira. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala calls the sun, S-U-N, Siraj, that it is, that lamp is shining, glittering. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala called Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, da'iyan ilallahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Chapter number 33, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, and verse 46. Write it down, Munir, my brother, in Toronto, Montreal. We visited Canada thrice. Chapter 33, verse 46. So Munir, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nur, the teaching of the master, the preaching of the master, the nur is still spreading throughout the whole world. So that is the richness we have with Allah's help, the wealth of Iman and Islam, the knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Your problem, my brother Munir, is that you are saying richness is your US dollar and Canadian dollar. So remember, that is not the richness. Laysa al-ghina bi kathratil mal. That is not the richness. Innamal ghina ghina nafs. Contentment, that is the greatest richness. When we have Iman, we have Islam, we content with what Almighty Allah gave us. I give you a beautiful, wonderful saying. Write it down, ulama and students of deen and people who know Arabic. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, Fatih Khaybar, was the linguist par excellence. Somebody asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh you, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, define taqwa for me. So he used 4 phrases and each one ended with alam. If you want a reference of this, open Mawahib Ladunniya, you will find it there. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. You must fear Almighty Allah. All times, all places, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public. Number one. Today people show their pious, but when they're alone, they're doing all upside down things. Busy with the porn site, chatting with the woman, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. Second one. Al-amalu bit-tanzeel. You practice on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, not on our custom tradition and trample upon the Sharia. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. Wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. Wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel. And you are content with the little you have. Not you keep on chasing. You're chasing a shadow, my brother. And dunya bahut be-wafa hai. The dunya and this world will always disappoint us. Turn more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and turn more to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Nurani and wonderful teachings filled with radiance and effulgence. Always there'll be satisfaction. So that is contentment. Al khawfu min al jaleel, wal amalu bit tanzeel, wal qana'atu bil qaleel, wal istidadu li yawmir rahil. And prepare for the day of departure. We all have to die. When? Where? Only Almighty Allah knows. That is the richness, my brother Munir. So practice on your name. Apna naam mubarakku, isam mubarakku, musamma bana dije. Make your name a practical name. I will take the noor of Islam and spread it to Canada, America, Mexico, and wherever else. You with me, my brother Munir? Every day you must listen to us.
Munir from Canada. Sister Charlotte wants to know, Ustaz, she says, is there any way you guys want to do peace with Israel? Charlotte, she says, I don't know what's happening. I'm a new listener to you guys. Ustaz, Charlotte.
I'm asking you one question, my sister Charlotte. You live in South Africa. You're 33 years old, according to what I think, right? My assumption, I arrived right or wrong, Allah alone knows. So somebody comes to your house. I don't know if you experience apartheid. I was born in an African location. So the white police came. And they said, Yelamud Nadi Kuli Dorp Tuhan. I don't think you understand Afrikaans. They said, you coolies, you must pack up. We have our house, we had our shop. I was a young boy. I saw the tears in my parents' eyes. I can never forget all that. And the Buddha came, the white man came, the big police with their guns. And they said, you must pack up and go to the Kuli Dorp, the Indian township. They used to call it Kuli Dorp. So what they have done in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, they stole Palestine, they're occupying Palestine and stealing more and more against United Nations resolution. So now if somebody comes and steals your house, your shop, your church and whatever, and then they say, come, we negotiate the outbuilding. Be fair, my sister Charlotte, what will you do? Obviously, any person will resist. And if you want, I can give you the places and all that are occupied. So everything is well known. Israel knows it's an apartheid regime. Amnesty International has said so, and United Nations Special Rapporteur have said so. So it's not a Palestinians man like peace. The Israelis tell the world they want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they keep on stealing pieces of the Palestinian land. Therefore, we say, Charlotte, with no apology to anybody, the only way we solve this problem, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Somebody says, Ustad, my mom's new husband is zakatable. He's not my biological dad. Can I give him zakat, Ustad?
No, you can't give him zakat. All these are loopholes, you must remember. How could he marry your mother and your mother marry him, and then he's going to go begging everywhere and so forth and so on. People today, common sense is not common, you must remember. You go ask your stepfather, you got TV? Yes. You got internet? Yes. You got cell phone? You got yes. So what you want to collect zakat for? That we're making zakat a big mockery nowadays. Remember that. Every loophole we will try and use and say, no, he's not my father, biologically, my stepfather, or it's not permissible, all this. Remember, a nation, the Jutlas, and you, Sister Charlotte, go to Quran, the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 165, 166, chapter 7, verse 165, 166, 167, Almighty Allah speaks about this. Allah told the Jews, you must not fish on the day of the Sabbath, the Saturday. And this year week Saturday, you will see Israel is celebrating 74 years of independence. They should change that to 74 years of crookery and stealing and apartheid. That is the real meaning there. Anyway, so Islam, Quran says, chapter 7, verse number 165, 166, 167. So only Saturday the fish would jump up. How you Jutla, how you Jutli, how you Jew, all the other days no fish. So the Jews said, we must fix this fish up. So they made the roads and pathways right to their houses. And they said, God, we didn't fish, the fish came to us, you see. So the loophole. So Allah said, you play with me. So we transformed them into monkeys, literally monkeys. There's no figurative meaning there. So remember, that's what happened. Today, when the ummah, you play with Islam, same thing will happen to you if you're not careful. And then Allah told the Israelis and the Jutlas, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. We will continue punishing you till the day of justice. And you can see it. They say themselves, you must read the Haaretz newspaper, Sister Charlotte, and you will see what they write. They say Israel is 74 years old, but we always frightened. This will happen, this will happen. All. So Allah has placed this upon them. Last question.
I've got somebody from London as well. He says, Mufti Sahab, we also are your listeners and we love listening to your show. Every dua I make gets rejected. Is this a sign of Allah's punishment on me, or am I just cursed from London, Ustad?
You're not cursed, my brother. You must check and revisit your income. Is your income halal? Remember, are you reading your 5 daily salat? Are you not oppressing somebody? So leave, Allah Ta'ala will do what He has promised us. But we have to fulfill our side of the bargain. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You ask me, I will respond to you. But there are conditions. Our income has to be halal and lawful. We must not be the oppressor. We must be people who are fair and just. A Jew does a good thing, we must say the Jew did a good thing. That is what Islam teaches us. Not that just blindly we say everybody is wrong. No, Islam is against that. Therefore, we say not every Jew, we say majority of them. So some similarly, and you must see that how is your salat and so forth. So are you up to date with your salat? People 1-2 times read the fil salat, then they think maybe buzruk ban gaya, I'm very pious. So these are the reasons. And first praise Almighty Allah, then send salawat, durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then beg Almighty Allah. Then you must remain positive with Almighty Allah. Your duas will be accepted. Between 11 and 12 today, bless of marriage, inshallah, and between 1 and 2 tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
Is there any news of Qari Zaid Qara? The listeners want to know.
I don't have anything, so ask Maulana other people, they might be able to inform you. I haven't received anything. Barakallahu fiqh. Allah give him complete shifa, make it easy for the family. Assalamu alaikum.